Falun Gong is freely practiced in over 40 countries around the world, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block all information, SGM TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else. Hello and welcome to FGM TV on May the 21st, 2002. I'm Susan Mitchell. In this week's update from China, the number of Falun Gong practitioners verified to have died while in custody is 415. However, reliable sources inside China put the actual death count at more than 1,700. One government source advised that 40 were killed in April alone. Our top story this week. China's propaganda minister is served with a class action lawsuit for his role in the persecution of Falun Gong. And some of the other stories we're following. Over 3,000 Muslims attend a Falun Gong convention in Jakarta, Indonesia. And in Toronto, practitioners, numbering about 2,300, attend the annual Experience Sharing Conference of Canada. Falun Dafa wins the hearts of parade spectators at the Mayflower Festival in Hiroshima, Japan. Prison sentences for Chongqing practitioners who tapped into the local cable TV network. Details of another death in custody and more beautiful unexplained lights in the sky. China's propaganda minister is served with a U.S. class action lawsuit for his part in the persecution of Falun Gong. The Falun Dafa Information Center reports that Ding Guanggen, propaganda minister who is also a Politburo member and deputy chief of the 610 office, was served with a class action lawsuit filed May 16, 2002 in a U.S. district court. He is charged for his role in overseeing and executing severe human rights abuses against Falun Gong practitioners in China and overseas. Terry Marsh, an attorney assisting in the case, said, as propaganda minister of China, Ding is directly responsible for the deadly propaganda, fabrication, and lies to grossly distort Falun Gong's teachings and slander its founder and students with the purpose of bending public opinion to support the government's persecution of Falun Gong. Ms. Marsh continued, as deputy chief of the 610 office, this is an office established by Jiang Zemin specifically to carry out the persecution against Falun Gong practitioners, Ding has directly aided in the murder, torture, and hate of Falun Gong practitioners all across China and in propaganda campaigns overseas. Over 3,000 Islamic people from Jakarta, Indonesia, attend a Falun Gong introduction convention and learn the Falun Gong exercises. On May 12, 2002, the Indonesia Falun Dafa Association was invited to attend the Falun Gong Introduction Convention, sponsored by Indonesian Islam Pesantren Asidicia. The Islamic presbyter said to everyone that Falun Gong is the righteous Fa, the law and principles of the universe. In his opening speech, he told the audience that the purpose of inviting the Indonesian Falun Dafa Association was to introduce Falun Dafa to them, because the Indonesian people carry so much karma. Most people in the middle and lower classes there are very poor, he said. So how happy they would be and how many medical expenses they would save if they practiced Falun Gong, had their health, mind, and heart nature, Xinqing in Chinese, improved, and if they were to quit smoking and abusing drugs. He said that it was mentioned in their scriptures that one had to go to ancient China if he wanted to pursue profound principles. But now they don't have to go to China because the profound principle is precisely Falun Gong and it is right in front of them. More than 3,000 Islamic people started learning the exercises right on the spot and listened intently to the introduction of the principles. The presbyter mentioned several times that he hoped Falun Gong could become the bridge of union for the Chinese and Indonesian nations. And on the other side of the world, in Toronto, Canada, approximately 2,300 practitioners gathered from around the world at the annual Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference of Canada, held in Toronto over the Victoria Day holiday weekend. There were thoughtful recounts of working to expose the persecution in China and to break through the information blockade on the mainland. A concert by some of the professional musicians and talented newcomers amongst the practitioners. A one-day exhibit of Falun Gong artists joined by other artists in solidarity with Falun Gong. The launch of the SOS in a Bottle campaign, an outreach project to the entertainment industry. And of course, a parade.
一位修炼者为己任的，没有这宏大的佛法，人人弟子再回去，而多次在人类社会找到了我们。师父，祝江河大法会圆满成功。
Moving now to Argentina. While Falun Dafa practitioners around the world celebrated the 10th anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction to the public, it was announced that the Argentine Falun Dafa Association has been founded. FGM-TV extends congratulations to the new Argentine Falun Dafa Association and wishes the practitioners there every success in their study and practice. And further west, in the Pacific, to Saipan, where the recently established Falun Dafa Association practitioners also celebrated the 10th anniversary. Falun Dafa wins the hearts of the people in Hiroshima, Japan, during the Mayflower Festival parade. The practitioners sent an account to Clear Wisdom website saying that Hiroshima in May is an ocean of flowers. People who have experienced the sufferings of war cherish the peace that they now have. The Mayflower Festival, hosted jointly by the China Broadcast Bureau and the city of Hiroshima, welcomed 1.4 million visitors. The theme of the festival was Share Life's Magnificence and the Dignity of Peaceful Coexistence. Midway down Peace Boulevard was a stage with broadcasting equipment, introducing the different parade groups to the spectators. The local TV station, NHK-TV, broadcast the entire scene live. When the beautiful Falun Dafa parade group approached the broadcasting stage, the female MC announced in a kind and lively tone, "Now passing before us are Falun Gong practitioners in beautiful dresses. Oh, beautiful heavenly girls are present. Behind them is a beautiful float with three Chinese characters, Zhen Shan Ren. Zhen means truthfulness, Shan means compassion, and Ren means tolerance. That means to be a good person, one must be in accord with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Falun Gong," she said, "is an advanced Qigong practice for obtaining excellent health and is widespread in many countries around the world. Each week, there's a two-hour free lesson at the Peace Park. Everybody, please go and learn." This from the NHK-TV announcer. Falun Gong is persecuted in China, but greatly appreciated in other countries. Crimes of the 610 office in one city. The 610 office in Yueyang Chengling Paper Factory has deprived retired people of financial resources by stopping their pension payments. They've sent several dozen practitioners to the detention center and held others illegally in a private prison and searched the homes of Falun Gong practitioners. In addition, they fined practitioners as much as 10,000 yuan and no less than 1,000 yuan, which would be 2 months' income for an average urban worker in China. The founder of Falun Gong writes about world catastrophes that have been avoided. Many of you will remember seeing the satellite photograph released by NASA of the Earth shrouded in a cloud formation that looked like a devil. Mr. Li Hongzhi, founder of Falun Dafa, has said that it was the manifestation of the evil elements that existed at that time. On May the 19th this year, Mr. Li sent a message of greeting to those attending the Experience Sharing Conference of Canada in Toronto. Entitled, The Blessings of Dafa, he advised that during the 10 years that he has taught Dafa, even predestined events in this world have been greatly changed. The catastrophe of the comet has passed, the third great war has been averted, and the risk in 1999 from the establishment, stasis, degeneration, and destruction of heaven and earth will no longer recur. The large Lishan Buddha statue in Sichuan province emits a dazzling light witnessed by thousands of people. Chengdu Daily Newspaper reported on May the 7th, 2002, that at 9:43 a.m. on May the 6th, after a day of heavy rain, a colorful ring of light appeared in the cloudy sky above the Lishan Buddha statue. The ring had a diameter of approximately 300 meters, with an interior red ring and an exterior purple ring. The color of the ring was sometimes clear and sometimes blurry, and circled the Buddha statue while emitting colorful beams of light. The tourists around the Buddha statue were very excited and eagerly watched this scene. At 11 o'clock, the ring started to emit a dazzling light. Such a magnificent sight impressed the tourists who had come from all over the world and prompted many people to press both of their hands together and close their eyes to pray. Around noon, the Buddha light disappeared. That scene lasted for more than 3 hours. Another Falun Gong death by torture. It has been reported that in mid-March, 10 police in Shulan City held Sun Jianhua, aged 34, for 7 days and nights without food, water, or sleep. He survived the extreme cold even though he was wearing only thin clothes. However, the experience had been so tortuous that he collapsed after the police left and died just 2 hours later. Chongqing practitioners received prison sentences for tapping into the city's cable TV network. The Associated Press reported on May the 19th that Xinhua State Media said that 4 Falun Gong practitioners have been sentenced to prison terms for tapping into a cable television network and broadcasting information about the banned group. The 4 Falun Gong practitioners were sentenced Friday, May the 17th, by the Chongqing No. 1 Intermediate People's Court. Jin Wei drew the longest sentence of 16 years. Li Shandong was sentenced to 15 years, and 2 others, Xu Jianqu and Li Wei, were given prison terms of 9 and 7 years, respectively. A 5th practitioner involved in the broadcast, Liu Chunqiu, has died of illness, the report said, without giving details. When those details come to light through the efforts of practitioners who witnessed the events, we can be fairly certain that they will say that Mr. Liu was tortured to death by the authorities. A colored circle of light surrounds the sun in Kunming City of Yunnan Province. Last week, we reported on a beautiful circle of colored light surrounding the sun in Beijing. Today, we have a photograph taken at the Xilin, or Stone Forest, scenic area in Kunming City of Yunnan Province at around 12:30 p.m. on May the 14th, 2002. Eyewitnesses say the ring looked bigger than a soccer field. Its position was just above Ashima, a rock named after an ancient legendary lady who died fighting an evil landlord. Many visitors saw this phenomenon, which lasted about half an hour and then faded away. And just when we thought that science had figured it all out, the universe presents us with another beautiful puzzle. The Chongqing Morning Daily Newspaper reported that on May the 15th, 2002, at approximately 8:30 a.m., a mirage of a city appeared in the air above Chongqing City. It lasted about 20 minutes and then disappeared in the fog. One eyewitness described it as a floating city above the city, while another said it was like a traditional Chinese landscape painting. Thanks for watching FGM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.